Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. It's the day after Christmas. I hope everybody had a safe, happy, healthy Christmas, no matter what. I'm sure it was really, really difficult for a lot of people listening. Maybe it was your first Christmas being separated. Maybe you're divorced and you were depressed about it. I just know I got a pulse from the Divorce Girl Smiling Facebook group, and it was like everybody was really stressed about Christmas, and you know, I'm just dreading it and I'm wishing it away and I feel so guilty for that. And I do understand that because I was there when I was going through my divorce, and I completely get it, but it's over now. You survived. You probably had a better day than you thought you were going to have, so I hope that's the case. And now I got to move on to New Year's. So I can't believe it's almost 2022, and I think that when you're talking about New Year's and you are in the middle of a divorce or divorced, there's a couple things that might be going on in your head. The first one might be, this is a fresh start. New Year's is new beginnings, and this is a chance for me to start over and make resolutions. And then there's the other side of you that's thinking, nothing could be worse than last year, so I'm excited for the new year, but I'm scared. I'm going to be independent now. Things are going to be different. So a lot of emotions that go around New Year's. And this podcast is dedicated to me hoping that I can help you to know what to expect, to think about things in a good way, and to make some good choices in the new year. I want to start off by talking about New Year's resolutions. So every year I have the same resolution. Even when I was getting divorced, it's been the same for me my whole life. I'm going to give up sugar. I'm just not going to eat it anymore. That's been my New Year's resolution pretty much since I can remember, which is really sad. But I guess if you have to have an addiction, that's not the worst one you could have. But I think I hear a lot about resolutions from, you know, typical resolutions like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to write a book this year. I've been talking about it, you know, for 25 years. I'm going to cut out red wine. I'm going to join a gym and work out every day. I'm going to quit vaping. I'm going to be nicer to my ex. These are all typical resolutions. And I think that they're all really good ones if you can stick to them. But I want to bring up some questions that you might want to ask yourself about this past year that might determine and shape your New Year's resolutions so you can really make good ones. So I came up with 17 questions that you might want to ask yourself about this past year. And then maybe you can think about what you really want to say for your New Year's resolutions. Like, what do you really want to do to have a better, happier, healthier year? So I'm going to get into the 17 questions. But before I do that, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I would recommend. And I think these are very important partners to mention at the start of the new year, because January 1st is known as the start of divorce season. And what that means is divorce attorneys see tons and tons of people filing, and they get a lot of calls in January because people wait till after the holidays to declare that they want to get divorced. So if you're thinking of getting divorced and you think that you might be able to do it in an amicable way without spending tons of money on lawyers, without fighting and having the divorce become completely litigious, I would recommend mediation. It's a way to get divorced where you both have attorneys, but you aren't spending money on them arguing things in court. Instead, you go to a divorce mediator, and I would recommend Marjorie Jacobs. She's been in the business for over 20 years, and she's sort of the pioneer of mediators. She got into it before anyone else. And basically, Marjorie helps you come to decisions on your divorce agreement, and you get divorced, and you have a say in what that divorce agreement looks like. It costs less, you are fighting less, and you walk away from the divorce feeling like you have a lot of control over the decisions that you made. So I would recommend Marjorie Jacobs. Go to marjoriejacobs.com, or you can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling. And the other partner I want to mention is Vester Capital, a financial planning and investment firm. And Vester has been so wonderful for me. I personally work with Vester with my own account. They did a full financial plan for me. They're actually doing another one several years later because things have changed. And it's all complimentary, of course, except for the investment piece. And they are just so wonderful. Performance-wise, they've done great for me. Service-wise, they are the best. You can call them up and talk to them and ask them questions anytime. And they're wonderful, warm people who understand what you're going through, and they specialize in divorce. I'm talking about Peter Mullins and Elaine Moss. They're a team, and they have a niche in helping divorced men and women, including me. So Vester Capital is the company, and also you can find them on Divorce Girl Smiling, and you can find them if you just Google or go to VesterCapital.com. All right, the 17 questions to ask yourself that will help you determine your New Year's resolutions. Here they are. Number one, did I spend enough time with the people I love and care about most? Okay, so think about that. Who didn't you connect with, and who did you spend time with that was sort of negative and toxic? Number two, did I work hard, and am I proud of the way I engaged in business with others? So that question is more like, what do you think of yourself in a business sense? When you do your job, do you do it ethically? Do you do it happily? Do you do it passionately? If not, maybe it's time for a change. Number three, was I self-aware and able to fault myself for things versus blame others all the time? So did you ask yourself, you know, why am I blaming so-and-so? Am I able to admit fault for anything? That's kind of important. Number four, was I kind to my neighbors and community members? Number five, did I apologize to people when an apology was warranted? I don't know why, but I feel like for some people, it's really, really hard to apologize. So think about that. Number six, did I take care of myself physically the way I should? So I'm going to go back to my own sugar resolution. I'm not going to give up sugar to lose weight. I'm going to give up sugar because it's not good for my health. Number seven, was I present, patient, and understanding and loving enough as a parent? I know, guys, parenting is not so easy, especially with teenagers and young adults. So ask yourself that question. Number eight, did I have gratitude, and did I thank people when they did nice things for me and my family? Number nine, was I charitable, both with my time and my money? Number 10, did I love myself and act deserving of happiness? I cannot express enough how much women don't act and treat themselves like they deserve to be happy. Come on, guys. If you want something, you need to tell yourself that you deserve it and get it for yourself. Love yourself. That is very, very important in life. Number 11, did I visit the elderly? Did I help someone get a job? Did I engage in kind gestures? Those are all really important things that not only help others, but they help you feel good about yourself. Number 12, maybe my favorite one, did I have enough fun? Very, very important. My dad used to say, fun is a job. In other words, you have to schedule things, make reservations, and just buy the tickets because then you'll find a way to make it work. Number 13, did I list professional goals and do I have a plan to take small steps in accomplishing them? So I'll give you an example. People say, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to go to the gym, but it's so much more doable and you're so much more likely to stick to the resolution if you do it in small steps. So going to the gym doesn't mean you have to go every day for 2 hours. If you don't have time, just say, I'm going to walk every day for 20 minutes. You will notice a difference. Or I'm only going to have dessert 2 days a week instead of 7 days a week. Much more realistic, much more doable, and it will work better than just going cold turkey and just saying, I'm giving up sugar and I'm going to the gym every day. Number 14, did I live in the moment enough and not worry about the past or the future? For some reason, this has always stuck with me. Worrying about the past only causes regret and sadness, and worrying about the future only causes stress and anxiety. So just be in the present. How do I feel today? What am I doing today? How am I going to get through today and actually have a good day and enjoy it? Number 15, did I enrich my life with art, music, travel, and other hobbies and interests? Number 16, did I have empathy for others and did I try to be as open-minded and non-judgmental as possible? Did I respect other people's decisions even if I disagreed with them? Ooh, that is such a good one. And that's such a good point for people getting divorced. Think about it. How many people kind of do you feel like maybe judged you or didn't understand what you were going through? So you don't have control over them, but you have control over yourself and acting that way towards other people. And then the last one, number 17, did I take time to walk outside and really look at nature and appreciate it? So I'm in Chicago and it's 55 degrees here. If you're in a place where you can, go out and take a walk and just look at trees. And by the way, I just heard from this wonderful therapist who specializes in anxiety. If you look at physical things like trees and the sky and the sun and just look around at your home and what's there right now, it reduces stress. It's scientifically proven to reduce stress. So those are my 17 questions that you should ask yourself that might help determine and shape your New Year's resolutions. Before I sign off and give you my final tips, I want to mention two other Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think are really important in the new year. So the first one is, I said that maybe, you know, you're considering getting divorced and now that it's the new year, you're gonna actually move forward with it. I have a wonderful divorce attorney. Her name is Tiffany Hughes. She started an all-women's law firm, and she is so wonderful. I've known her for almost 2 years. Tiffany Hughes is warm. She's kind. She's incredibly driven. She will fight for you, and I don't mean fight as in try to make your divorce a big battle. She will make sure that you get a fair settlement and get what you deserve. She's passionate. She is just a wonderful, wonderful human being, and I just love Tiffany. You can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling, or you can go to the law offices of Tiffany Hughes. And the other person I want to mention is Jason Price. Jason is a therapist who started a group. He co-founded the Center for Divorce Recovery with over 30 therapists in all these different Chicagoland locations. And Jason is such a wonderful person, and I've met him. I've known Jason for over a decade, and I've met several of his therapists, and they're all really good, and they all have different niches. So you, again, find him on Divorce Girl Smiling or look up the Center for Divorce Recovery. Actually, the name of the practice is Affiliates in Counseling. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. And before I close out, I want to offer you a couple more pieces of New Year's advice if you're newly separated or divorced. And here they are. First is take a long look at last year and really think about the challenges you faced, how you handled them, and what you want to change. The second thing is look in the mirror and admit the mistakes you made, small or big. And then I want you to do something. I want you to forgive yourself. I want you to say, it's okay that I made this mistake. It's okay that I screwed up. Because I'm human and I love myself enough to forgive myself and move on and not dwell on it. Another piece of advice I have is look in the mirror and reflect on the things you did that were good, that made you proud of yourself, that you said, wow, I never thought I could do that. I never thought I'd have the courage and the guts to stand up for myself. And list in your head 5 things you love about yourself. The next thing I want you to do is remind yourself that change is really difficult. Nobody likes change. It's uncomfortable. It's scary. But think about this. Change is also a huge opportunity for you if you work hard, stay patient, do the right things, and just remember that this isn't easy, but ultimately, I'm making changes that are going to get me to a better place. So with that said, I want to wish everybody all the best in making your New Year's resolutions, in sticking to them, and to being happy and healthy in the new year. Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year. If you want to learn more, visit divorcedgirlsmiling.com.